Google CEO Sundar Pichai, censored Project Dragonfly will respond to 99% of searches. By Lucas Nolan on October 16, 2018. Speaking publicly for the first time about Google's censored Project Dragonfly Chinese search engine project, Google CEO Sundar Pichai stated that the company has a longer-term view on their operations in China. Speaking on stage at the Wired 25 Summit in San Francisco, Google CEO Sundar Pichai addressed the issue of the company's censored Chinese search engine known as Project Dragonfly. The project has faced significant backlash, including from Vice President Mike Pence, who recently stated, "Google should immediately end development of the Dragonfly app that will strengthen Communist Party censorship and compromise the privacy of Chinese customers." Pichai stated that although Project Dragonfly will conform to strict Chinese censorship laws, it will still be able to respond to well over 99% of the queries entered into it, and that there are many, many areas where we would provide information better than what's available. Google has previously stated that they are not close to launching a search engine in China, but recently leaked discussions paint a different picture. Google's Keith Enright told the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee on September 26 that there is a Project Dragonfly, but said, "We are not close to launching a product in China." Google's search engine chief, Ben Gomez, told a BBC reporter at Google's 20th anniversary celebration event, "Right now, all we've done is some exploration, but since we don't have any plans to launch something, there's nothing much I can say about it." During the Wired 25 summit, Pichai said that Chinese tech innovations drove Google to develop an understanding of the market internally. "It's a wonderful, innovative market. We wanted to learn what it would look like if we were in China. So that's what we built internally," said Pichai, adding, "Given how important the market is and how many users there are, we feel obliged to think hard about this problem and take a longer-term view." Google has previously operated a search engine in China at google.cn, but this project was shut down in 2010 after a sophisticated cyber attack originating from China that allegedly targeted human rights activists in the country. Google also cited the Chinese government's efforts to further limit free speech on the web in China by blocking websites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter as their reasoning for leaving the country. Now it seems they're attempting to re-enter the Chinese market. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at @LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.